Good day, everybody. This is Paul Valerie, and you are listening to Two Cents of My Sense and Other Nonsense, a short-length feature show bringing you commentary and news on a variety of topics. At the end of the day, which voice should you listen to? The voice of logic or the voice within, otherwise known as your gut or intuition? About 2 weeks ago, I saw a pre-release screening of the new Star Trek movie. Now, I never followed the television series when it was on air, so I had no idea what the different characters were noted for. For example, I had no idea that Vulcans were known for being very logical creatures, and that Spock was the voice of reason on the Starship Enterprise. Which got me thinking about an experience I had that same week that I saw the movie, where I was placed in a situation of listening to logic or deferring to my own gut. Now, as I did in an episode a few weeks back, I'd like to engage you with a short story or parable to drive the point home. Jonathan and Josephina have been dating for about 2 years. Within the past year, Jonathan started his own business as a video specialist, recording mostly training videos for his corporate clients. He's been doing very well, and his business has grown a lot through word of mouth. Josephina's really excited about Jonathan's success, and she tells him she'd like to actually come on board as his business partner, and that she can contribute to the business through her marketing expertise. Jonathan's logic tells him it would be a fabulous idea for Josephine to come on board. She's assisted 3 startup companies in the past 2 years to increase their prospect conversion rate through her marketing efforts. He gets along with her through their romantic relationship, so it's a no-brainer, right? But why do his feelings tell him otherwise? When he thinks about her coming on board with him, he gets a churning feeling in his stomach, like something's wrong. There's a feeling in the center of his heart center, and it feels like he's being pulled away from the decision to have her come on board. But what is this feeling? He doesn't get it. Feeling versus logic. That is the question. Jonathan decides to go with logic. Now, Jonathan and Josephina file the appropriate joint partnership paperwork and begin running their business together. A few months in, and everything is great. Jonathan sees a boost in his clientele, and he knows that Josephina was directly responsible for that. Now, one day, Jonathan's looking through the business files and paperwork in the home office he and Josephina share, and buried beneath a bunch of multicolored file folders is a cream-colored, curious-looking file. He opens it to find some content that highly concerns him. After a 10-minute review of this file, Jonathan realizes something's going on. His heart starts to pound, palm gets sweaty, and a headache is creeping up on him real fast. In a nutshell, the contents of the file describe an illegal situation of bribery, money laundering, and financial kickbacks put in place by none other than Josephina. That annoying feeling from a few months ago now makes sense. Could his intuition have been warning him to stay away from doing business with Josephina? Did he just ignore one of the most important warnings of his life? Now he's in a sticky situation. How will he confront the love of his life about all this? How could she do this? How could she do this to him? And now what about the business? Part of his reason to allow her to come on board was that he didn't want to offend her by saying no, because he wouldn't have been able to provide a logical explanation against bringing her in as a partner. But what is he going to do now? What a mess. So what's the lesson here? We each have a logical side and an intuitive side. Our logic has the ability to make wonderful opportunities look like crap. And our logic also has the ability to make terrible propositions look golden. Sometimes we also adopt other people's logic as our own. You know how it goes. What would my mother, what would my boyfriend, what would my doctor, what would my boss, etc., 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 what would this person think about what I'm doing? But at the end of the day, no one knows what's better for you than you. Don't be afraid to offend someone if you believe wholeheartedly that what your inside is saying is ultimately best for you. Part of being successful in all aspects of the term, monetarily, holistically, relationship-wise, health-wise, well, part of that success, I believe, is ultimately trusting your damn gut. Not being afraid to really listen to that still small voice that says, don't sign this deal, when all logic and other professionals would say, are you crazy? You're passing up something amazing. But even if your mind says good, but your gut hesitates, in my opinion, defer to your gut. Be sure to visit this show's webpage at www.my2centsandnonsense.com. Two is the number two, and sense is C-E-N-T-S, like the money. Subscribe to this podcast and keep up to date on all future shows. You can also leave comments on the page. Thank you for listening to Two Cents of My Sense and Other Nonsense. This is Paul Valerie, signing out.